All right, Boker Tov, Refuah Shleima for Alter Yisrael Ben Chaya Rachel. Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Hey in Shavuos. Says the Mishnah, the Shavuos beat that we talk about whether it's about oneself or whether it refers to others. We'll give an example in a minute. Whether it's something that's a substance, you know, I could talk about something specifically like some food or eating something, or things that are, so to speak, nebulous, they're in the air. And he's going to give an example. He says, Kagom, or Ketzat, I'm going to give somebody something. Now, if I'm going to give somebody some, let's say, some money, so I'm referring to other people. So the Shavuah doesn't have to be just something that I'm going to eat, or I'm not going to eat, I'm going to do this, I'm going to give something to somebody else, which also it insinuates that they have to be part of the transaction over here, they have to accept it. Okay, so in case I'm a shvur shaitan ish ploni v'shaloi, or I'm not going to give him. Shana sati, I gave it to him. Shana sati, again, we talk about yes and no, past and, you know, future and past. She'ishan v'shaloi, now this is already something that's nebulous. Sleeping is not something you can touch. It's not something that you can feel, right? That's a dvarm shen de mamish. Or she'ishanti v'shaloi shanti, I slept but I didn't sleep. Past and future, we'll talk about that also. Can you say you're not going to sleep for 10 days or whatever? She has a tsorliyam. Here, even though you might say there's something to it, I took a stone and threw it in, Rashi explains that she'ein dam mamish not only includes things which are nebulous like sleep, which you can't touch. A stone I could touch, but it has no value. Who gains anything by throwing a stone into the water? Unless you're a stupid kid who likes to see how far you can go, but I mean, basically, right. But you know, basically there's no value, there's no hanah to it. That's also something which is not mamish. And a shvuah is chal on all that stuff. That's the advantage of a shvuah. A shvuah is chal even if it's on somebody else, even if it's something that has ein dam mamish, as we'll see, as opposed to a netter. Shazuk Shalim Shlozak, Shazaki Shlozak, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, here's Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Chiddush, we mentioned it before, we'll have it again. Ein achayiv el al osad lavo. You're not chayiv if you swear about the past, mishum shvuah's bitui. There's no shvuah speak, meaning there's no carbon. Remember, we said by shvuah shav, or shvuah sheker for that matter, there is a lav, but there's no carbon. Carbon is only on the Sid Shedema, because it's based on the Pasuk. Pasuk talks about carbon, says, lahara lahetiv, in the future, to do something. He learns that. Now, you could argue with that. I'm going to keep in Cain. Either if you're dashing the word itself, like to the future, look at the words. In Cain, I'll vorm shesh brem harav, it's only things bad or good. So what happens if it's not bad or good? It's parf, you know, I'm going to do something. It's not bad or good. The Pasuk adds on, it says, then it says, for everything. Okay, including everything. So tomorrow's more, we'll see how much does that include, how much it doesn't include. That's the machlokas. If the Pasuk includes everything, if it includes everything, meaning not only bad and good, it also includes past as well as future. It means I swear good and bad. Good and bad doesn't mean only in the future, it can mean good and bad in the past too. That's the basis of Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel. We'll expand on it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. First, the Gemara is going to deal with the nomenclature a bit. Tanabat. Chomer Dam Shavuos, the famous Gemara. That Norm has a Chomer over Shavuos, Chomer Shavuos, Madam. Chomer Dam Shavuos, and Dam Chalam, Ivar Mitzvah, Kivar Shavuos. I mentioned this several times already. I could say these fillin are usher to me. I can't swear I'm not going to put on fillin. So, in a Neder is Chal, even on a Dvar Mitzvah. This lulav is also to me. I can't use the lulav now, even on a Dvar Mitzvah. But I can't swear that I'm not going to put on the tefillin or use the lulav. Right. Mashayim b'shvuos. Shvuos, you can't make a net a shvuah like that. Chom b'shvuos, a shvuos chal, so dover sh'ein b'am mamash. As we said, I could swear I'm not going to sleep. I could swear that I'm going to throw the rock into the water. I threw the rock in the river. Could have a sheish mamash. Mashayim b'shvuos. No, that doesn't work that way. If I can't make a net that I'm not going to sleep. Now Rashi points out there's an exception. You can make a netter, you can prohibit that your eyes are forbidden from sleep. You can do it that way because this says going on your eyes, not on your person. But you can't make a netter per se that you're not going to sleep. So he said example. So I'm going to give an example of where a netter, a shvuah chal even relating to somebody else. So if I'm going to give you money, I'm not going to give you money. He says, my eitim, what am I going to give you money? Elim, it's stucco, lani. First of all, I'm giving money, a stucco to a poor person. How can I swear that I'm not going to give it? Mishbar bar mar sinai. So then I swear I'm going to do it. That's also ein shvu chal shvu. I swear, I have to give money to the poor guy. The answer is, that's the mitzvah, you have to give money to a poor guy. A poor guy comes and spreads out, mechuyev have to give him. So this is a complicated story. It's not even part of the Meiser. Meiser is one thing, stuck is really something else. We relate the two all the time. We intermingle, and many times they're one and the same. But they're not, technically, they're not the same thing. So, Mishra Vasina, Sushna Mel Sinflame, Ella Matana Lashir, giving Matana Tanashir. which is probably what you do in most of the cases anyway. It's not really, because an ani is defined. A person doesn't have less than 200, coins, whatever it is, right? So in most cases, it is matatana to Hashem. So in most cases, when you swear, I'm not giving you next Friday, the shvur could be chal. You understand? Sheishin v'shaloishin, right? Sheishin, don't swear, right? Sheishin.
Just don't give
him. Sheishan v'shelo ishan. So I swear, I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. Is that really, you can swear that way? I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkus, you get malkus immediately because it's a shvur shav. If you swear about something that can't be, something that's physical or something that doesn't make any sense, you give him malkus right away. V'yashin la'alter. La'alter with the tough. He's there, so I got alter. Because it means immediately. Tough means immediately. That's, I think, the correct spelling of alter. Going to what my mother says also, alters aleph lamed tet ayin resh. L'altar ma? Kiru miad. Ma'amshich. Me'achshav. L'altar achshav. Kiru. Kach moshe mim. L'shana tov tikatev tichatem. L'altar l'chaim tov mishom. Kach l'altar achshav. Achshav. As ani mafrish et zev. Ayan le'diburkom. Afrish me'amila be'idish. So the Beitzim Hashem Shelo Alter, the Gam Hashem Shenachnu Odim Kilo Natani LaGiz Sheli, the Gal Shehu Mamash Matzav Kimat Anush, as Nadan Mo Hashem Alter Yisrael, as Maza Alter, as an Eminich Shaz Alter Begal Shehu Yeh Alt, Shehu Yeh Alter Zachen, Shehu Yeh Ben Mea, V'Zekvar Imtet. אז אני אומר שאני חושב לדעתי ברשותו בכבודו שהשם שלו צריך להיכתב על אינטט אלטר זה עכשיו עכשיו מיד הוא ממשיך זה מילה בעברית או גם בערמית נכון אבל המילה שיש לאנשים אין משמעות אלטר מה זה אלטר? אלטר מה מיד? No, no. No,
that's
right. No, Zerak versus Zacharna Keva. Zerak Zacharna Keva. No. It means immediately. Yeah, can it? It means immediately. Alter. You should come to a meeting like this. He says. V'yashan alter. You go to sleep right now. Right. That means Yecholi Nashech. Yecholi Alter Nashech. Haichai Zeh Alter. La Alter Zeh. Alter Be'Vritz Miad. Zeh Miad. האלטר שזה שם, או שם, או שם משפחה, או שם פרטי לדעתי, חייב להיות עם תת. It could be, if it's on the top, I think it's a mistake, that's all. It's like everything else, people spell their name different ways. It doesn't mean, it's not a mushroom, it's not a, yeah.
This person, Jackie got his father's
That's right. That makes sense. No, I'm saying is the correct way. I'm saying when it's a name, whether it's a surname or a person's name, it means old one. Oh, an old one has the test as opposed to tough, which means immediately. That's all I'm saying. So I'm saying many times we misspell the name. Because what's in a name? A name, you could spell it any way you want. The surname doesn't mean anything. You could spell your name Smith. If you wanted to spell your name Shin Mem Yutuf, you could do that too. Well, that proves it. If it says it on the Rishayani, I understand.
Look at that one.
You see?
I got two. One with a test, one with a tough.
You have one's your wife?
Right.
No, the answer is one's your wife. Once here, Irving. That's like in Europe where they all had different names. Two brothers, one had the mother's name, one had the father's name. It's meaningless. That's why all I'm saying is that the name, when it's somebody's name, it usually means the old one, and therefore it should be with a test. Or in Yiddish. In Yiddish it's Aleph Lamed Tet Ayin Resh, but in Hebrew it would be with, but it's a Yiddish word. That's the point. How do you spell a Yiddish word in Hebrew? However you want to spell it. That's the bottom line. However you want to spell it, everything's right. You can spell it however you want. But the meaning is the old one. Okay.
All right.
Ezra, so I'm sure it's Shvur Shazark Pelni Tzorim. Let's say I swear that Kurt threw a stone into the ocean. Oh, I swear that he didn't. Rabba Machayev. And now I was mistaken about it. Do I have to bring a carbon? I made a Shvur over here. Is that Shvur Spitu or not? Again, Shvur Spitu is... So he says, you are Chayev. Even though I can't swear that he's going to do it in the future. Can I swear that Kurt's going to do it in the future? I can't. I don't know what he's going to do in the future. It's meaningless against the Shvur Shav. Shvur says, your potter. Rabba Machayev is a Balav Hain. Because I could say yes, I could say. I say he didn't. I could say he did. Right? Right. And therefore, that I could do. I could say he did or he didn't. Therefore, it's good enough. Shmos is potter, less of blah, blah, but you can't say about the future. I could swear Kurt threw it or he didn't throw it. I've been there, I've seen it. But I can't swear what he's going to do, and therefore it says you're potter. That's the same as machalok, so Bishmol and Kivan are Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says you're only chayev about things in the future, you're not chayev about things in the past. He's been daik in that word. These are words of the Mishnah. In Cain, if you're some medayik, in the old Vam Sheshman Ravatova, Vam Shein Bam Ravatova Menayim, Amalom Imriba Kasim, the Pasuk is Levate, right, Lechol Shei Levate. Amalom Imriba Kasim, Lekaf, Riba Kasim, Kach. Those are the words of the Mishnah. So Rav, Domer Kabikiva. Rav says, Yechai, Yelza Kabikiva. In other words, that it's not dafka in the future, it's even in the past, like this. So if I swear Kurt threw a rock into the ocean and I was lying about it, I made a mistake, I have to bring a carbon. Rav goes to Kibbutz, Shmuel says, no, a carbon is only when you swear about the future. If you swear about something in the past, you don't bring a carbon on that. There's no way that Rav can come out like a Shmuel. Shmuel can come out like a Shmuel, because it's your potter. But there's no way Rav can come out like a Shmuel. That's clear. Because Rav says, you're chayiv in this case, right? Well, please, hashtim. Why? Because hashtim will say, Isa balabala machayiv ala bishmol, lishabar, manach something which could be about the future. For example, I swear I'm going to eat. Okay? And now I swear I'm not going to eat. I swear I didn't eat. If I swear I didn't eat, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, there's no bita because that's in the past. So mara something which could exist in the future, Rabbi Shmuel still says it doesn't apply if you made it in the past. Milsa delesaba, I can't swear that Kurt's gonna throw a stone into the ocean, something which is impossible. I can't swear about that. It's meaningless. I don't know. Then me boy, certainly I can't swear about the past. So there's no way that Rav will come out like Rabbi Shmuel. Keep pliga or Rekiva. But according to Rekiva, they can both come out that way. Rav will go like a Rekiva. Rekiva says Yechaya, past, future, whatever. Same thing. Rav will say that way. Shmuel say, even though Shmuel says, "Oh, here your potter says, I come on the chayav rukiv." Where's the people say you're chayav about the past? Where else? Some el shavar, el milsa yisabarabot. Shmuel will say, "I can come on like a mekiv over here, even though I say your potter over here. I say Kurt did not throw it into the ocean or did. Why? Why do I say your potter? I or Bekiva says you're chayav in the future or the past. Rukiv only says you're chayav in the past when you could swear about the future, right? Right? I tell you, I'll go to Machai Rabbi Kiva, Asim Lashava, Ela Milsa, the Isa Malaba, Machai Rabbi Kiva Lashava, then Machai Rabbi Kiva Lashava, back in a Mishnah. I'm a Misa Lashava, but something I can't swear about the future. I can't swear Kurt's going to do something in the future. Therefore, Lo, you can't swear about it. In other words, therefore, even Rabbi Kiva would be mowed over here, Shmuel will say, Rabbi Kiva only says you're chayav in the past when you could swear about the future. When you can't swear about the future, you can't swear about the past. Therefore, there's no machlok, therefore the machlok is between Rav and Shmuel is not dependent on the machlok's Rav and Kiva, even though clearly Rav cannot come out like a Shmuel, but Rav and Shmuel can both come out like a Bekiva. So let me put Rabbi Yehudah say Rabbana, maybe some machlokas of the next mission. Next mission was going to have on Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem says as follows. Ditznan, that's the next mission on Shabbos. Mishmuel Mitzvah, famous thing. I swear I'm not going to put on film, the Lobitol, and I didn't do it. In other words, I swear I'm not going to put on film, and I put on film. So I went against my words, you're potter. L'kaim is a mitzvah, l'kaim. If I swear I'm going to put on film, and I didn't put on film, I'm also potter. Right? Shehayu b'din, I swear I'm going to put on film, and I swear I'm not going to put on film, and I swear I'm in this mitzvah, mitzvah, lo bito. So I'm really chayef shvua shav over there, because that's a meaningless shvua. I can't swear I'm not going to put on. If I swear I'm going to put on film, isn't that also meaningless? Yeah, but then you're allowed to, because I say you're allowed to be mazars yourself. It's not really a shvua. I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to do it. But if I swear I'm not going to put on film, I'm not chayef for shvua shav, I'm chayef for shvua shav. Shayu, but then I might think it's the mission. Shayu, but then chayef, I might think I've already been a maseira. Don't be a maseira. Umar mishus, marach the rishus. You know, I could eat cucumbers, I cannot eat cucumbers, right? Shayna mishbu alam asin. Torah doesn't say I have to eat cucumbers. I'm chayev if I swear I'm going to eat cucumbers and I didn't, I'm chayev. Or the other way around, mitzvah shemuzma sinai where I'm a chuyev to do it ain't a din shechayev. In other words, all the more reason I should be chayev if I didn't do it because I'm supposed to do it. So all the more reason I should be chayev. I'm low. So it's a nice fara. But I'm a bishvuas or rishus shekain also balav kain. By shvuas or rishus, you have a choice. I will or I will not. Bait mitzvah, you don't have tumra shvuas mitzvah. Shekein lo asa balav kein, and therefore there is no shvuas bitui by a mitzvah. That's what the Rabbanan told him. So name a Rav, don't come to Yerim Maseira. Rav, who says Yechayev over here, will go like Yerim Maseira. Meaning, just like Yechayev, even though there's no choice, even though, but Rabbi Yerim says, even though there's no choice, you have to put on tefillin, right? You still have to do. You still have, even though I can't say I'm not going to put on film. There's no choice, lav and hain. So Rav, this is over here. Even though there's no future, I can't swear that Kurt's going to throw the rock into the ocean. But there is a past. It's good enough. It's good enough. I'm still chayiv. Shmuel Dabar Rabbanan. Shmuel will say no, like the Rabbanan. Just like what the Rabbanan say. If there's no choice, yes or no, there's no shvuas bitui. The same way, if there's no choice to do it in the past, if there's no choice to do it in the future, there's no past. Certainly. Birum says Yechayev over here is not going to come out like Shmuel, right? Birum says Yechayev in this case certainly not going to come out Shmuel. Hashda la v'hein lo boy. If Birum says doesn't even need yes or no, in other words, he says Yechayev by a mitzvah, even though you have no choice to say yes or no. So if Birum says Yechayev even there, la bo shavar boy certainly means la bo shavar. Certainly, boy certainly doesn't need it there. If he doesn't see you need la v'hein, he doesn't need any la in the past. So therefore, Shmuel says your potter is certainly not going to Birum say or keep looking at Rabban. And machlokus will be the Rabbanan. Shmuel Rabbanan. Shmuel got the Rabbanan. What? That just what? Just like the Rabbanan say, you're potter when there's no lava hain. You're also potter when there's no lava ula shabar. The Rav will say no. Rav will still also come out like the Rabbanan. Kiwa machayv Rabbanan belava hain. Where the Rabbanan say you're not? There's no shvuz bitui like in the case of mitzvah. Where there's no choice of yes or no. The chesid lahar lahaitiv. Right? Behavior. You got to be able to say yes or no. So how do we know Rabbah? Because it says what Lachala Sheyivate. Since that's it, that's Mibra Kra. That maybe the Rabbah are not so makbid. In other words, he'll say Rasa Rav who says Yechayev in the case where Kurt, I swear Kurt didn't throw, or Kurt did throw, even though there's no Rabbah there. Maybe the Rabbah will say Yechayev over there as well. So therefore, Rav and Shmuel can both come out like the Rabbah. That's what you say. I swear I didn't put it today. I didn't put on film today. The guy says, okay, are you going to willing to swear to Vamar Amen? We'll see later on. If you just say Amen, that's also a Shvua. And the guy says, you swear? They say, yes, that's a Shvua. Right? You're over there, you're chayiv. I swear I didn't eat. So you could also swear you did eat. Isa below, okay, I could swear I didn't eat, and I could swear I did eat. El alo anachti. I say I didn't put on tefillin. Is that a shvua? Me isa below, I can't swear I'm not going to put on tefillin. So achti v'chayiv v'shvua speech over there, who most of them farak, lo l'tzad n'ktani. It's not all the same. It's not the same chiyuv. Lo achalti is le carbon. Because where is chayiv carbon shvuas biti? When you can have the past, the future, yes and no, past and future. Lo anachti is only for malchus. Meaning, if I didn't put on tefillin, I can't swear I'm not going to put on tefillin. So there's no shvuas biti over there. So what is it, right? Going with malchus. Why? Because that's only a shvuas shav. Because I swear I'm not going to do a mitzvah. That's a shvuas shav. You chayiv malchus right over. Masav rava. I swear this is made out of gold, right? As long as three people know that this is not gold. I think all three of you know that this is not made out of gold over here. Otherwise, we'd have taken it apart and built a new building a long time ago with the money. Time in a nikkud, only because people know about it. Hello, nikkud. Let's say people didn't know. New guys walked in here. They don't know what's inside there. Hello, nikkud. Open mishum shvuas bitui. You're chayiv for shvuas bitui. Damai. Hoyin b'yei shel zav. You can't say it's not made of gold and it will be made of gold. You can't say there's no past and future there. So Muslim farik law nikkud if it's not over mishum shvuas shav. Lo nikkud over mishum shvuas shek. Remember we had the other day that there's a shvuas shav. This is totally. It's clear that it's false. This is made out of gold, or I swear that I'm a girl, or something like that. Right? Like you said, even if you swear that I'm a boy, it's also meaningless. It has no meaning to it. Otherwise, it's a shvur sheker. If I swear about the past, it's a shvur sheker. Meaning, there's at least a law there. Remember, we learn about Malchus from it, because it says, shav shav pe'ed pamim. But there's no carbon over there. But it's another kind. It's not a shvur sheker. It's a shvur sheker. I'm a bayah. Only shvur speech. Right. That's the pasuk says. Lahor leit. I'm a bayah. Motor rav. Even though Rav says, what, you're chayiv over there, you're chayiv, but I'm going to chayiv a shvur shani yodeh lecha edis. And edis is a new kind of karma. I know edis. If I swear I don't know edis, that's a shvur sa edis. And chayiv bring carbon there too. Say I swear I do know edis, and the shtakach delo, and it turns out I didn't know. The potter, your potter, because of shvur, why? Paul the lesser b'chlau shani yodeh lecha edis. Right? I can't swear that I don't know edis to you, because if I swear I don't know edis, that's not a shvur's bitui. That's a new called the thing of shvur's edis, which is only in bezin, and if you're a kosher aid. So since I can't swear that I don't know, it's not lahar, therefore if I swear I do know and I didn't, I'm also not chayiv a carbon of it. It's got to work both ways. That's what Rav says. That's what Rabbi says, name Rav. What about yodati below yodati? I did know Adis or I didn't know Adis? Or That's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, right? Because we're only talking about the past. You can't swear about the future. So when you only know about the past, that's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, if it's not Lava, you're putter. And Rav says, you are. Same thing, he aditi vlati. I did give Aedis about you, or I didn't give Aedis about you. The same way, there's only a past, no future. That's a machlokas. Bishlam is Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel said in the mouth, something where there's no future. Like again, I can't swear that Kurt will throw a rock into the ocean, I can't swear the past, so I'm not Mechayev even on the past. So therefore, after all, Shvuas Eidus is really Shvuas Biti. It's lying. It's lying about the past or future. I know Eidus or I don't know Eidus. Why did the Torah take out Eidus from Shvuas Biti? Ah, because Shvuas Biti requires the ability for future and past. So if I say Shvuas Eidus is a subset of Shvuas Biti, well, I can't swear about the future or about the past. I can't swear about the future because that's a special kind of a mitzvah, Shvuas Eidus. Therefore, the Torah took it out of that to tell you Shvuas Eidus chayiv on even when it's only about the past and it's under these circumstances. El Rav, according to Rav, what's between Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Biti? You don't have to be able to swear about the future, be able to swear about the past. The past is also a kind of shvuas. El Rav, Lamayavska Rachmana. Why do you have to specify shvuas Eidus? It's the same as shvuas Biti. You can't swear about it the future. So what? It's not a problem. El Rav, Melchizedek Rachmana, by carbon gufa, of a chal shvuas Biti. Rashi says, Lachmana Rachmana, Persha Behedio, by carbon gufa, Dilo Kras Behedio, Lashmana Mishvuas Biti, Delesa Balaba. You can't swear about the future that way, right? Because you can't swear against the Torah. The Torah tells you have to give wit, you have to give valid testimony. So you can't swear, I'm not going to do it. That's against the Torah. It's like not putting on tefillin. But according to Rav, why did you have to say it? It's the same as Shvuas Biti. El Rav, Mayachsef Rachmana, I'm not going to commit a bias. The rabbi said in front of Rabbi, the reason is, Lachivir Tarte. You know what? When you swear falsely about Shvuas Eidus, I swear I didn't know testimony, I'm chayav two karbanas. One for Shvuas Eidus and one for Shvuas Biti. Amalu Tarti Lamatzisi. Abaye said, no, you can't have two. Lamatzisi Amri said, why? The Tanya La'achas Me'ela. Pasuk of there in the Parsha in Vayik, it says, La'achas Me'ela, La'achas Me'ela, you only Mechayiv one karb, Mita Mechayiv Shtayim. So it can't be that reason. So Labaye, Omayach Sev Rachmano, so according to Abaye, in Rav, why did the Torah mention Shvuas Eidus at all? Because the Tanya, because there's different rules. B'kul Nemer V'nelem. It says Benelim in that whole parsha, like the Diyas Atumah, you remember? And it says Nelim, when am I Chayav Shvuas Biti and Chayav Korban Ol Yori? When I swear I'm going to, I swear I'm not going to. When I forgot about it. I swear I'm going to eat the schnitzel. And I went by the day and I forgot about it. I didn't eat it. I made a mistake. B'kul Nemer V'nelem. B'kul Nemer V'nelem. By Eidus it doesn't say Nelim. L'chayav L'meis Kishog. That's to say that if I swear on purpose, I know testimony about you. I still swear I don't know because I don't want to give testimony on your behalf. Or if I made a mistake and I thought I didn't and I really did, either way you're chayiv. Look, that's why you know why Eidus is mentioned separately. Why is it taken out of Shvuas Biti to tell you that there's different rules? Because by Eidus you're chayiv even if you did it b'mezid. You chayiv a carbon even you do b'mezid. The chayiv al amezid kishoget. Okay, the chayiv al amezid. So Rashi tells us. Mezid, the lesser the Shvuas Biti, right? Okay. So I'm going to learn about Rabbi, but the Mezid, Machayev Chada, the Shogig Machayev Tarti. Okay. So maybe it's this. So if that's the case, so the Mezid, you're Chayev 1. What does that mean, you're Chayev 1? For Shvuas Eidus. Because the Mezid, you're not Chayev for Shvuas Biti. You're only Chayev 1 carbon. And the Shogig, you're Chayev 2. Both for Eidus and for Biti. Amru, that's exactly what I told you. I said la'achas with mechayiv to mechayiv shtayim. Viva mezid mi katarti. Is there two over there? You don't have two. In other words, you can't tell me that there's two b'shogeg because the whole point is what does la'achas exclude? La'achas says you only have one carbon, not two. Well, if it's b'mezid, you can't be chayiv shvuas biti. You can only be chayiv shvuas eidus. So therefore, so the only time I say one, not two, is only when it's b'shogeg. Therefore, you only chayiv one carbon. Period. That's the point. Let me have one carbon, period. But the chiddush is to tell me the what? That if I did it, the mazid, even though there's no carbon for me to, have a carbon for Shvuas Eidus. That's the purpose of it. Rav Amar, no. Rav says a different thing entirely. Rav says, Rashi's carbon, you don't have to achas. Achas is to tell me that if I swear I'm not going to eat bread and I ate three kinds of bread, I only have one. He says, the reason over here is you don't have to chayiv. David Abishah Bechlal, he says, the chiyas limit is for a different reason. Elamah, as Aval Eidus of Biti, lo tzarech miyuta. Why? Devil Eidus, Devil Shea Bechlal. The Yatzim of Neatzma, lead me to Devil Chodesh, Bu'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u' Ein lechabo elechadushim mishum edus chavlam shemuitin. That's the reason why I tell you edus is telling me a different chiddush over here. Because why was edus taken out? You don't have to tell me like because you know I isn't included. It's because telling me different rules. Rav mishum David Dover shabachal. Originally edus was a kind of a bitui. The yotza and it extended Torah specified after edus the medaber chadash to tell me what that what that shvuas bitui is wherever I made the shvuah. Whereas shvuas edus is only if I'm a kashul aid and I'm doing it in Beis Din. And chabal lechadusha. So that's a special chiddush only get bovad. Mechal da bayis sover, smash my bay holds, easily shvur ba'olam. That even if I'm talking about a shvurus aedis, even if it doesn't rule by, because a bayis said they're both shvurus, and as a shvurus aedis and a shvurus bitu can both be chal at the same time. Except shvurus aedis, chayiv even b'mezid, shvurus bitu, only b'shogate, right? Smash both at the same time. Over a bayis, motor ra, that means because it's here, because you can make such a shvur, except one is a rule of in Beis Din, where he's saying a shvuah eidus applies even when it's not in Beis Din. I have a rabbi, motor rabbam lechavei shvuah shani yoreh lechaidus. We said at the top of the lines got wide. I swear I'm chai no eidus. And it's stuck, and then find out the law, yodah, the potter, your potter, ho, the lesser, but ain't yodah lechaidus. Since you can't say, I don't know eidus about you. But what do you mean? You could say, I don't know eidus about you. If let's say I'm possible eidus, or I'm not in court, and I swear I don't know anything about you, I'm not in court right now. It's not a shvuah eidus. So there's a shvuah eidus over there. So how can you say that, yeah, according to what he said before, there is no such shvuah eidus there. So how to be Abaya reversed what he said before, and therefore what he's saying is no. There is a shvuah when I swear that I don't know edus about you. It's both a shvuah bitui and a shvuah edus, and I could be chayev really two kavanas. Except the pasuk says you only get chayev one kavanah, not two. But not for me will be if I did it b'mezid. If I did b'mezid bitui, I'm not chayev, and shvuah edus I am chayev. Iboy same, or you could say in the sphere, apparent sphere between Abaya and himself, Chad min ayir Rapapa. One was said by Rapapa, not by Abaya. We don't know which one is which, but the point is just to resolve the fish that way. At the end of the day, though, we see that Rav says what? That you're chayiv even on the past, even when you can't swear about the future. And Shmuel says, you're potter when you can't swear about the future, but it's not necessarily dependent on the machlokis in the Mishnah. Alright, we'll pick him here tomorrow, Mitzvah. Yeah. Rick went overseas.